G'day, WA. Happy Monday.
Oh, happy Monday.
Especially if you won yourself a little bit of coin on the Cow Cup on the weekend.
Yeah, very true. Now, we unfortunately couldn't be there.
Didn't get to go along this year.
You've done some research.
Yeah, did a little bit of research.
Yep.
That tip that I gave you on Friday's show. Well,
yeah.
Let's not say it was a tip.
Well, no, but you enjoyed the name of the horse.
Yeah, Boomalaka.
Yeah.
That's the name I was after. Got scratched.
So. Okay.
Didn't even run.
I love that.
Classic Jesse. So the one that ended up winning, I think, was Spiritual Warrior.
Oh, sounds like a winner.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, sounds like a number one.
Yeah, a few of my mates won money on that one. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so
well, I hope everyone had fun at the Cow Cup that
it
went.
Looked, from what I saw, it looked like an awesome day.
Yeah, and the thing is, the weekend, we're very lucky. I'm pretty sure in Cow it was okay.
The weather was quite good.
Whereas in Perth and actually here as well in Bunbury.
Yeah, in the southwest.
Gosh,
it was
what happened?
Rubbish.
I feel like all week was so nice and then Friday, Saturday just took a turn for the worst. And in Perth especially, there was actually a couple who had their wedding planned for Friday night and the power was out and there was nothing that they could do about it. So it's very cute though. They had this, you know, wedding where it was just them really, just talking. They didn't have the mics. They didn't
have
anything. Yeah.
You know?
They were just yelling out their love for each other and they said that it's a wedding that no one will ever forget.
True.
And that is very true. It was dark in there. They probably couldn't even see him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful in this light. You shut up.
Yeah.
Dirty before 6:30.
The stories that are just a little bit more adult, a little bit more risque, so they're early in the show away from little ears.
Sometimes
now,
a bit raunchy.
A little bit raunchy. Are we talking
This isn't, it's not too raunch. It's not actually regarding anything too raunch. It's just a bit of a mishap, bit of a spelling type error, you know, which then makes it raunchy. So, you know, cocktail tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
wait,
those,
actually, no. I don't know what a
so essentially, they're just like the little mini tomatoes. There can be cherry tomatoes, grape tomatoes.
Right.
And
so
then
cherry
in,
tomatoes
in
are like,
Woolies,
yeah.
You can get them in a thing. They're called cocktail tomatoes.
Yeah, right.
Essentially, when anything's small, it's like a cocktail serving, you know?
Oh.
If it's going to go on a platter, you can have like cocktail this, cocktail that, you
right,
know?
Right.
So anyway, cocktail tomatoes is what they're being advertised as in Woolies. But this guy, Chris Hines, he's posted a photo in one of those Facebook groups all about Woolies and Coles that have like 1,000 billion people in them and said, oh, how raunchy, how inappropriate. Didn't know that I was purchasing these. Not really up my alley, but sure. What they've done is they've put the reduced sticker on there because they're getting a bit old, they need a new price.
Oh.
And they've just happened to place the sticker on the word cocktail, but completely covering up the tail.
Oh, that's
part
that's
of
pretty
the
good
word.
From the
so as you can imagine,
stockers.
We're only seeing the first part of the word cocktail.
Yeah.
So without saying it, just figure that one out for yourself. On there. And now there's a lot of comments on there. People are like, what an idiot! Like obviously you saw that, and then everyone else is saying, oh, he saw that.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing that on purpose. He knew what he was doing.
But also, I love the new combo of it is the. Reduced tomatoes.
Yeah. So there's not as much in there.
Yeah. Maybe
which is great.
Maybe it's because they're a little bit older than the other tomatoes and they've started to shrivel.
Right.
Them.
Oh, let's go.
Trending now at hits.com.au.
So you may have seen on Facebook over the weekend, Rapture Nightclub has been hot in the press, mate.
Yeah, WA.
Oh,
Perth
gosh.
Nightclub?
Yes, Perth nightclub. You know, a lot of more younger people sort of go, and it's like hip-hoppy music. You know, I know a few people that have been there. I hadn't really heard of anything happening until this has happened. All these stories have come out.
Right.
So essentially, the reason they're in the news is that this girl has gone to the nightclub and her drink has been spiked. She knows that it's been spiked. It's not that she's just gotten too drunk. She knows her drink has been spiked.
Yeah.
She's gone home. The next day, she's messaged the nightclub.
Yeah.
And she was so mature about it, very respectable, said, hi, thanks for, you know, helping us out with VIP. Just wanting to let you know, my drink got spiked in your venue last night.
Yeah.
And she explained it all and then said, maybe just get some more security in there just to help out.
Just a heads up.
Yeah, just a bit of a heads up. Her reply was really good. And then the club replied to her, and this was their reply. What proof do you have of your drink being spiked? Why would anyone want to spike your drink? Did you attend a hospital and have your stomach pumped for evidence? Is this something you and your friends experience regularly? And would you like a crowd controller to hold your drink for you next time you attend a nightclub?
Ooh.
Do you think that 10 crowd controllers would be able to stop you having your drink spiked? And here's the line. Are you worth someone trying to spike your drink?
Ugh.
We think this is a beat up and we believe that no one would be stupid enough to waste their drugs on spiking anyone's drink. Now, obviously, she's just replied and said, thanks for your professional response. She's posted that. It has gone viral.
Yeah.
Rapture Nightclub is no more. So all of their reviews, they've had 1,000 reviews now on Facebook. It's had to be switched off. They've got a 1 out of 5. And it used to be at about a 5. They've got a 1 out of 5. People have been messaging the man who controls this nightclub because he's got his face, unfortunately, like on the Facebook page of Rapture Nightclub. Everyone knows who this guy is now.
Oh, but I just don't understand. Like, even the comment that he makes is like, no one would waste drugs.
Yeah, what?
Like, no, mate. Like, day rape, like, spiking
very different
is
drugs
totally
to
a
what,
thing,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, right?
And it's a totally different
thing. That's the thing. And now all these other stories have come out. And someone that I know as well, my friend, said, my drink got spiked at Rapture Nightclub weeks ago.
Oh.
And it's happened to someone else that I know as well. And they did not care when I was there that it happened. So I don't know if it's someone in the staff, someone that's just a usual at a Rapture Nightclub, but
yeah.
Go check it out if you haven't seen the photos, the screenshots. Man. People on the internet are going crazy and essentially, it's done for now.
Wow.
Yeah.
A friend of mine had his drink spiked once.
Yep.
And it was not fun times.
Yeah.
It was horrific.
Was he worth having his drink spiked though?
Apparently. I don't know that that's really a measurement that I would ever thought.
Right.
Well, guys, I'm feeling good today. Yeah. I think I'm worth having it spiked today.
I think that's what happens to me because I'm looking good.
I'm feeling really good.
Worth it.
What a idiot.
I know.
Hey, if you want to check out what else is trending, hit.com.au.
You guys ready?
You versus us, powered by Optus. Make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile.
Now, Tony from Narrogin, the choice is yours, mate. Would you like to take on myself or Sian?
Oh, Sian, please.
Oh, okay.
Yay! No one's been versing me, so thank you very much.
Yeah. 5 general knowledge quiz questions, mate. Buzz in with your name, and if one of you guys gets it wrong, the other one gets one free crack at it, okay?
Yep.
No problem.
Alrighty. Question numero uno.
What does that mean? No, I'm just kidding.
Which airline will begin commercial flights between Busselton
Sian.
And...
Jetstar.
Oh.
Yes. Busselton and Melbourne.
As of March 25th, 2020. Yes. Busselton to Melbourne.
Sorry, Tony.
Okay. Question number two. This is true or false. The official rules of the card game Uno state that you can play a draw two card over any other coloured draw two card.
Sian. False?
Well, you didn't let me finish.
Yeah, but is it false? Oh, damn it.
Tony, I'm going to read that one again for you and I'll finish the question. The official rules of the card game Uno state that you can play a draw two card over any other coloured draw two card, however, not a draw four card.
Okay.
Tony?
Yeah.
True.
It is
well
true.
Done, Tony.
Very awkward if you got that one wrong. I just said false. Okay, question number three. Multiple choice here, guys. Wave Rock is a natural formation in WA shaped like an ocean-breaking wave, stretching 100...
Tony.
Oh, Tony's gone early. What do you reckon, Tony?
130 feet.
Oh, stretching 110 metres in length. How high does it stand in metres? A, 5 metres, B, 10 metres, or C, 15 metres?
Sian, I'm going to go 15 metres. It's quite tall, yay.
Correct you would be.
Yes.
All right, what are we at?
It's 2 for me and 1 for Tony.
2-1 to Sianos. Question number 4, true or false again here, guys?
Cool.
On Saturday night, Fremantle Dockers captain Nat Fyfe won a Doig medal in the club's best and fairest count. It was Nat's second career Doig medal.
Sian. True? Oh, jeez.
Tony?
He's third.
I'll give it to you. False. False was the answer.
Yeah, okay.
It was his third. Correct. Yeah.
Damn, good job. Oh, my God. All right. It's 2-2. So this is the tiebreaker.
Oh, tiebreaker. We're getting intense here. Okay.
Gosh. Yeah.
Finish the lyrics to this 2004 Killers song.
Oh, I was in year 3. Yep.
But it's just the price I pay. Destiny is calling me. Open up my eager eyes.
Sian, because I'm Mr. Brightside.
Oh, well done. Tony, she didn't even give you a breath of space to get in there, mate.
She's so fast. She's incredible.
I know. Thank you so much.
Thanks for playing, Tony.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good one, mate. That one is back again tomorrow. All thanks to the guys at Optus. You can make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile. $100 cash goes on the line again tomorrow, Charlotte.
Sorry, I'm so smart, everyone.
Sorry, everyone. Just too bloody good.
It's the Jesse and Jules with Sian catch-up on Hit FM.
Sian is back to annoy some more people with a list.
It's what I'm best at. It really is, you know, annoying people.
Well,
just in
last
general.
Week you made a list of your top-ranked fruits from top to bottom.
Yep.
Well, what was it? From God tier
to... From the God tier to the I would rather drink a bucket of cat vomit tier.
Now, you even got feedback from the List King himself.
The List King. So there's been all these lists circulating the internet which have these sticky notes next to them with titles that aren't 1 to 5. It's God, Royalty, the Adam Sandler tier in the middle, the Pleb tier, and then the Cat Vomit tier. Mm. So I didn't make any of this up. This is all by a man named Bruno Boucher.
Mm.
He's made soft drink ones, ice creams, chocolates. His ratings I never agree with.
Mm.
So I went ahead, I made my own with fruit, and he wasn't happy. He got in contact with us and said, you're an idiot. But then we said, look, we can agree to disagree. There are some things that we did agree on, which was nice.
Yeah.
Then we thought, let's keep on making these lists. Let's do one for McDonald's burgers.
Well, I feel like you and he need to go toe-to-toe on the list and see.
Yeah, and we're just going to have very different opinions, aren't we? Like, we're very different people, and I don't even really eat McDonald's that often.
Really?
I'm not trying to flex on you here and say I'm a health freak, but I genuinely don't go to Macca's for a burger.
Now, this was his suggestion because we are playing in his ballpark here.
100%.
So he was like, this is what I want to make a list on. So you're out of your depth a little bit here.
I really am. And this is just for me personally, whilst also trying to think about what the people love. We are going to post this up on our Facebook. So go and check it out, Hit WA.
Yeah.
But my God tier out of McDonald's burgers.
Yeah.
Is the Quarter Pounder.
Yeah.
I think the Quarter Pounder is a really good in-between of having, you know, all the stuff that you need in there, like a Big Mac or whatever. It's got good sauce, but it's more than your classic cheeseburger. So it's just a burger, and that's what I love. On the Royalty tier.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's the only one on the
God tier. That's the only one up the top.
Wow.
But this is for me, and this is why we make the list, because people agree and they disagree. So for all those that are currently agreeing with me, hopefully we can stay on track. The Royalty tier, so coming second, we've got the Chicken Deluxe. I think that's a really great burger. You've got some chicken in there, and you've got your lettuce, your tomato, your cheese, and then also a Big Mac. I've only ever had one Big Mac in my entire life, and it was good.
Big Macs are a doozy.
But it was a bit much for me. But I love the Big Mac sauce,
which
is putting it so high on the list. Yeah. Then in the middle, we've got the cheeseburger, because that is a take it or leave it. You know what you're getting with a cheeseburger. There's no surprises there. I can't fault it, but I can't make it a winner either.
Yeah, it doesn't have
and
that extra.
And your classic Angus, which I've actually never tried, but from looking at it, you're getting some really good quality meat there, and it looks like it's got all the salads that you need and just a normal bun.
I think the thing holding the classic Angus back is maybe the price. It's quite a
bit expensive, right? Yeah, okay. Then on the pleb tier, so really you're coming second last, is the Big Brekkie Burger. I think it's limited. You're not going to eat that all through the day, and it's just a bit disgusting. And then the McChicken. You know, like, it's cool, but it's a bit boring.
Are you kidding me?
It's just chicken, lettuce, and mayo.
Mate. McChicken should be, if anything, probably, if
what
it's
about
not in the God tier,
what
it's
about
in
the Chicken
tier.
Deluxe, though? The Chicken Deluxe has just got so much more in there.
Yeah, I know, but the McChicken, the crunch, the All mayo. Right. The
We can disagree on things, but I think the one thing everyone should agree on is that right down the bottom, would rather drink a bucket of cat vomit tier, is the fillet o' fish.
Yeah.
Fillet o' fish. Who's ordering that?
I honestly, in my life, have never ordered one. I've never seen anyone order
I'm never
order
going
one.
To.
It surprises me every time I see it on the menu.
How's it still there, honestly?
If you want to check out Shanos's list, hit WA on Facebook.
Yep, chuck your comments on there, because I'm going to get a lot of hate, just as I did with the fruit one.
Well, I got to say, someone go and tell us if you've ever ordered a fillet o' fish.
Yeah, there could be someone out there who's only ever had the fillet o' fish.
Surely.
Jesse and Jules with Sian on Hit FM. The best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Sian. Probably.
All the stories from the news that'll make you think...
That's nice.
That's really nice.
That is nice.
What a good news for you.
Yeah, I want to start your week off the right way. And there's just so many sad stories going around. And so we've picked out three of the best, the happy ones.
To kick off this morning, a really nice story in Australia is Jess Mowboy got engaged the other day.
Oh, we love Jess Mowboy.
That's nice.
Yeah, that she said she was super stoked. Her boyfriend proposed to her over in Greece.
And they've been together for over 10 years.
Have they been for over 10 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yes.
So I sound like
sucks when you can't control the buttons, doesn't it?
That's nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
Apparently they went back to Greece, met his family. Well, probably didn't meet his family the first time, but ran it by the family.
Yeah.
Tameli Magripolis.
Love that name. Tameli.
Tameli.
Didn't sound nice when I said it.
No.
But yeah, very cute stuff. Love Jessica Mowboy. Very cute. That is very nice. Speaking of love, so this husband in Oklahoma, essentially, I'll just give you the backstory. There's been these billboards for the last month all around Oklahoma, and they're advertising a business which is living water irrigation. But then the sign has nothing to do with the business. It says, "Amy, I love you more." And everyone's been really confused in Oklahoma because they're like, "I don't get the joke. I don't get this ad." The story is that this guy paid for advertising on 8 billboards around Oklahoma for a year. But after months, he realized that the billboards hadn't helped his business at all. Nothing had changed. So he thought, I'm just going to put whatever I want on there. And so now there's billboards all over Oklahoma, which he's dedicated to his wife, Amy. They just say, "Amy, I love you more." And they're all around Oklahoma, and she gets to drive to work and see them all.
That's pretty great.
That's beautiful.
That's nice.
That's really
so nice. So
nice,
isn't it?
And to wrap things up this morning, this is a really cool one. A homeless lady in LA has gone viral for her singing.
I did see a video of her. She's singing in the subway.
Yeah, she had her first stage performance the other day because somebody, I guess, found her.
Yeah.
And it's unreal how good her voice is. Have a listen to this. Like, it's just, it's full
Everyone
on.
Thought she was some crazy lady in the subway just singing, and someone thought, hold on, she's actually incredibly talented, and now she's been offered all of these deals.
Yeah, so, just an amazing story. Emily Zamorka is her name.
Good
and,
stuff
she's
52
her. Years old.
You know what? That's nice.
Yeah, and
That's nice.
That's nice.
Okay,
really
there
nice.
Go.
There you go.
Busselton Central Shopping Centre, an exciting place for the whole family to shop.
Want more Jesse and Joel? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.